Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
City, state, and federal leaders, live press conferences, opinions you can't wait to hear, and a chance to speak your mind and your heart. When it matters most, you can count on us, WWLAMFM.com, and always live on a free Odyssey app. And quickly, the FBI got over 400 tips about the terror attack on New Orleans. They still need your help. If we're going to find out why Shamsuddin Jabbar did what he did, if you knew him or encountered him anywhere, the FBI needs to talk to you. Please call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI. Ramon Antonio Vargas joins us now, who is an investigative reporter for The Guardian. Good morning, Ramon. How are you?
Good morning. Just I think like everyone's trying to, process the events of a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you know, one thing that amazes me, and that's why I appreciate you and David Hammers, I've told you so many times about the investigative reporter work that you do, is, you know, the border czar, the new border czar was on Fox News yesterday. I'm not trying to make this political, but he was saying that he knew that he had a gut feeling that the attack in Vegas was terrorist related. And there's no evidence of any of that at all. And I think that's terribly irresponsible. What I appreciate about you and David Hammer and Katie Moore and the work that all the other investigative journalists do is you don't go on rumor or gut feeling. You go on facts and you track them down. With that being said, tell me about these bollards, wedge barriers, and archer barriers that we're hearing so much about now, and when they were purchased and what you found.
Yeah, obviously, at this point, I think most everyone is aware of the bollards being down for repair. These are these cylindrical kind of columns that you see at the foot of Canal and Bourbon, where video shows the attack happening, right? Kind of in the place of that, there was a patrol car with the lights on that, you see on video, the attacker very, very easily sort of just kind of go around the front of that and then begin the attack. But just a little further up, right, there is a wedge barrier that, that the city had in place in 2017. I spoke to the former, municipal Homeland Security chief, Aaron Miller, under the prior mayoral administration. He remembered that was part of the $40 million kind of safety improvement package that the city bought after some similar truck attacks in Nice, France, and other cities in Europe and around the world. You can see on the video how that barrier is down in the down position, drives right over it. It's in the video where I think it's from the Crystal, and you see the people kind of narrowly get out of the way. And you see, if you look at the further, if you look toward Canal on that video, you can see how it drives right over the gap where that wedge barrier would be. If you talk about and then the archer barriers are.
So wait, let me stop you for a second, Ramon. Let me stop you for a second. So the wedge barrier, just to distinguish here, we got to take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back to give you some uninterrupted time. The wedge barrier could have been up, but it was decided.
It was up yesterday. You can see it on video.
Now, when the attack happened, they chose to keep it down for access and egress for emergency vehicles. That's what they're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and I saw that they were worried that it could, you know, yes. And but I think that you can see the way that it was. I mean, there was a concern on Thursday, the day after the attack, and the
bottom line, it was working. It was working.
Yes.
It was working. But they decided, for whatever reason, decided not to have it up. A.
Correct.
B. We'll pick it up when we come back with these Archer barriers. I think you call them.
Yes.
We'll pick it up there when we come back with Ramon Antonio Vargas, who spoke to the former director of Homeland Security under, it would be accurate to say, the Landry administration?
Correct.
And he's wondering what happened to him. Ann Kirkpatrick saying she didn't know they had him. Again, instead of pointing national fingers, let's start looking at what happened locally here. 7:21, more with Ramon Antonio Vargas when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 7:24. Quickly back to our friend Ramon Antonio Vargas, a gifted investigative reporter, editor and reporter at The Guardian, talking about, we have already spoke about the, and I'm trying to keep my terms straight here, the wedge barriers that were active, that were up yesterday, that they chose not to put up on New Year's Eve and when the attack happened. Now we're talking about these yellow Archer barriers that, Ramon, let me get out of your way.
Yeah, so when you saw, you mentioned that wedge barrier being active yesterday, right? And then I think right next to it, you'll see, and remember, like, the police chief yesterday in a clip that I think was widely seen was, said, the superintendent, I didn't realize, said something to the effect of not realizing that the department had them, right? And yesterday you saw them out, right? And they're kind of like these L-shaped, like, they kind of face you, and they're L-shaped, and as Aaron Miller, who helped acquire them back in 2017, the former Homeland Security chief, told me, if they're hit, what they're designed to do is to kind of like tilt back, and then they kind of wedge under the car, right? Mm-hmm. And then stop the car that way. And so they were on the sidewalk right next to that wedge barrier. Obviously, another position where
stop for one second, Ramon, just to clear that up. They can be deployed on the sidewalk, correct?
Yes, they were yesterday. Okay. You can see, right. you could see in the image right in the spot where the attacker on Wednesday drove over. Like, you can see that this time that they had them right on the sidewalk. And okay. And so obviously I think that what that calls to mind is the way that the attacker was able to kind of get on the sidewalk to kind of begin everything. I think that the Miller was very, was very careful to not cast blame at this point, saying that their investigations that needed to go out. But I mean, certainly what he told me was, I mean, he recalled and other law enforcement sources told me, right, when the 2017 package was unveiled, they recalled simulating a garbage truck attack, right? A garbage truck being intensely driven into a crowd, how to respond to that. And then certainly with the equipment that had been bought, just called it one of the worst case scenarios that we trained in exercise for. These are the things that keep us up at night. I think obviously it just, what I wanted to kind of convey and have him speak is just like what were some of the things that maybe, wasn't getting through as obviously there's a lot of developments that were coming through on Wednesday. Those are the things that were kind of pointed out to me. I think like the rest of everyone else, I don't want to make this come off as an opinion. I'm just giving you like my honest reaction. Obviously it's stunning, to hear that, we didn't realize, the leader of this agency didn't realize that we, as a leader of the police department, I didn't realize that we had these, and then you see them out. Obviously they were out as doing everything to keep a very slow return to normalcy as safe as possible, as well as hosting the college football quarterfinal at the Superdome.
Yeah, I don't mean to ask you something you may not know, but do you have any idea how long it takes to open or close these wedge barriers, or fold them up, fold them down? I guess it's what they do or not.
I mean, I could, seeing that it was up the next day. I mean, to tell you exactly, I did not explore that in the piece.
The reason I ask you that is that, yeah. The next question is, well, if it was for an emergency vehicle, unless you're talking about something that takes hours, it would seem as though you could, if it's just minutes, then maybe it would be sensible to have them up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the next day, I think whatever the concern was, obviously the calculation was made that it was whatever the justification was for the prior day, to see it up the next day, I think was striking. And to see it up the next day, with two of the barriers that were designed to prevent the very thing that happened, to see that up the very next day, I think that it's a fair question to ask. And I know that those are being asked. And I thought also the perspective of just, I think that this, his silence, look, Aaron Miller was great about not wanting to be unfair and to be as fair as possible. But I mean, asked him if the city could have better maintained missing bollards, didn't comment on that. Didn't comment on, the wisdom of the decision the justification. Like, can you comment on just the fact that that water barrier was down and then the very next day it's up and then you've got these other two barriers next to them, the other two types of barriers that are next to them. So that's kind of two defenses against what happened. And I think that to me, I don't want to read into like someone's silence or try to guess at it, but I thought that if he probably felt he could have defended it, he would have, but also just was very careful to not want to get caught up in some political back and forth.
I know you deal in facts. You don't deal in what could have or couldn't, but I'm just thinking that if this wedge barrier had been up and if those Archer wedges had been up on the sidewalk, this could not have happened, could it?
I mean, keep in mind that he had a remote control. You know, at this point, we think that he had a remote control for explosives that were a few blocks away. We also know that he was heavily armed. Right.
And
the
could have chosen another spot. Could have chosen another spot to drive the truck. To be fair, right?
Yes, and then to be fair, you know, if he gets incapacitated there, you know, does the shooting start a few blocks up? You know, given the way that it played out, it's difficult to kind of know, to kind of guess at the answers to those, but. But I do think, to be fair, it is to know that it wasn't just, I mean, there were sort of like contingencies. You can see that there were contingencies to cause as much damage and death as possible, unfortunately. But I do think that seeing, I mean, as you revisit it, I certainly felt that it was like a fair thing to kind of like, especially just the contrast of one day later, you've got these two types of barriers that were seemed to be easily enough put up and being down the day before, but that's certainly not to say to convey that something that when you know this attacker set his mind to do something that unfortunately something was very likely to happen.
I think that is very fair and accurate and factual. Thank you, Ramon Antonio Vargas. I appreciate your time. More when we come back. Well, Matt Manfred will help you manage your money with Mark Rosen. We come back 7:31, 29 till 8. Traffic Now News, WWL.